Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gayle, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be here with us. Football in the South, Media Days. Glad to be here today to talk to several teams across the area, across North Alabama. And right now I have with me the Ardmore Tigers. I have head coach Jonathan Snyder in his fifth season, along with Noah Stafford, Landry Rubley, Brady Certain, and Will Seabolt. Glad to have all of these guys. They're all seniors for Ardmore. Welcome to the show, coach.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having us on, man.
Glad to have you. And let's talk about where you've seen growth in your players through the summer and now heading into the season.
Well, you know, we got a lot of kids coming back. And you know, I've said this a couple of times, but I feel like our guys have taken a positive step to using last year's success to help us, but also not relying on last year's success to make this year successful. And so I feel like these guys have taken some good steps. You know, we played a competitive spring game with West Morgan, and I felt like that helped propel us for the summer, and we've had a really good summer and ready to get back to fall camp.
Beyond wins and losses, Coach, how do you define success for your team?
For our kids to go out on the field and be competitive, be disciplined, you know, get after you. Understand the aspect of how important playing football the right way is. And what I mean by that is, you know, you get a chance to do that things that not many people choose to do. So, hey, let's go get after it. And I think at the end of the day, if all these kids can say, you know what, I poured my guts out for that guy sitting next to me, wins and losses will come and go, but that's something they can, you know, rely on for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. How do you help to develop leaders in your team?
I think one of the things we do is that we put a lot on our kids' shoulders. You know, I mean, like, you know, you always wish there was more leadership, but I think you feel like that, you know, some things you just leave up to the kids, let them handle certain things. And, you know, this group's been really good about getting those things handled.
You've had 5 seasons now with Ardmore. What does it mean to be the coach for the Ardmore Tigers to you?
Dream come true. And I mean that. I'm not talking – I got called about the job in 2017, and I told the guy that called me, I said it'd be a stepping stone. Like, I wouldn't be there long. I'd win a few games and move on. And then when I got the call in 2021, I felt like that's where God was calling my wife and I to take our mission field from Athens to Ardmore. And it's a place that I'll be till my youngest graduates in 8 years, and then we may walk off the stage together.
How do you see your team impacting the community off the field?
I feel like our kids are really good ambassadors for their school, for our community. You know, we do different things like car lines at elementary schools. You know, we're out and about a decent amount, and I feel like our kids handle themselves well. And so that's a good testament to our program, and people want to come see that when they know we got good kids doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Beside you is Noah Stafford. He's a senior. Glad to have you, Noah. Join me here on the Mark White Show. Welcome.
How's it going?
Going well. I wanted to ask you, what drives you to be your best every day?
Just my teammates, really. Just knowing that I'm one of their teammates also. That they'll fight for me, so I should fight for them.
Are there any lessons that you've learned from coach or your assistant coaches that you feel very important that you carry with you?
Yeah, even when adversity hits, you still got to push through. Like, even in life in general, it's not just football. Adversity is going to come in life.
And beside you, we have Brady Certain.
Nice to be here.
Glad to have you, Brady.
Thank you.
Let's talk about senior leadership. How important is that to you, being a senior this year and being a leader?
I think senior leadership is one of, if not the most important aspects of a successful program. Like, last year we had wonderful senior leadership. All of them took their part. They did their role. And I think that gave us a great example to look up to. We were very successful last year. And I think if we carry over some of those traits into us and this year and how we manage each other this year, I think we'll be very good.
What drives you to be the best that you can be?
Well, not only do I owe it to myself, I owe it to the guys next to me. If I'm going to show up every day and I'm going to have to go through it, I might as well be the best version of myself.
How about a lesson that you've learned from your coaches?
Selflessness. How important it is to be selfless. Like, when I think of Coach Snyder, one of the first things I think about is his selflessness, his willingness to put everyone before himself for the success of everyone. I think that's huge.
What does it mean to you to wear the Ardmore jersey?
Well, it means everything. I love this town. I love the people in it. I love everything about it. My family's been here for generations and generations. Like, this is the only home I've ever known. It's probably the only home I ever will know. It's the only home I ever want to know. I love this community, and I love my people.
And Landry Rubley, right beside you. Welcome to the show, Landry.
Thank you.
And what drives you to be your best every day?
Probably our coaches, the assistant coaches, not just Snyder, but our O-line coaches, my teammates, the whole O-line honestly drives me to be my best every single day.
And what's something you've learned from your coaches, a lesson that you carry with you that's important?
Probably never quit fighting. They've taught us throughout the years that if you quit, you're not going to get anywhere, so you just got to keep going.
And how do you help to push your teammates as a senior with that leadership?
I try to show all of the, like, freshmen and sophomores the right way to do things, not let them do the wrong thing if they are wrong, help them out, fix it for them.
And last but not least, we have Will Seabolt. Welcome to the show, Will.
What's up?
You doing okay, buddy?
Yes, sir.
What drives you to be a better player each day?
Getting to play with my brothers. That's,
yeah. How about a lesson that you've learned from your coaches that you carry with you?
Be a tough dude no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're going through. You got to get up and do it.
And then the importance of wearing the Ardmore jersey to you?
Everything. I've been playing football for forever now, it feels like. And, I mean, it's just my life at this point.
And Coach Snyder, let's go back to you, Coach, as we close things out. What's a word that you would use to describe your team right now?
Relentless. I think that we're beginning to develop that. I think, you know, we see that's how we need to be successful. We can't stop. We can't show up and expect people to bow down to us and take the victory. You know, we're still a little Ardmore, so we better be relentless in everything we do, and I feel like this team is sort of taking ownership in that.
Coach Jonathan Snyder in his fifth season with Ardmore, as well as Noah Stafford, Landry Rubley, Brady Certain, and Will Seabolt. Thank you all for joining me here on the Mark White Show. I wish you all a successful season this year.
Thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Coach. And right now we have the West Lumsdon Wildcats head coach Shelby Davis in his eighth season. We are at the Football in the South scoreboard media days. I have with me Dalton Donahue, Travis McCluskey, Jaden Reed, and Noah Cothran. Welcome back to the show, Coach Davis.
Man, it got here quick, didn't it? Seems like just yesterday I was sitting here talking to you last
year. We're growing old together, hey. Man. I would say you are the reason that I'm here, because you suggested to Josh that I'd be incorporated into this event, and I've been a part of it ever since then.
Well, good, man.
So thank
good.
You, Coach. Yeah, I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Making a difference in people's lives.
Trying every day.
How do you feel as a coach with your eighth season and these guys here, as you watch them grow and develop, how do you feel that they've grown and developed in West Limestone and fit into your standard?
Well, they kind of embody that, you know, the standard or whatever. I just had one of them get on to me about drinking a Dr. Pepper a minute ago instead of water. So I really feel like, you know, I've kind of grown with this group. You know, as coaching evolves, and, you know, this will be year 16 for me coaching. And so, man, these guys have really – energized me and really encouraged me this offseason, and man, I'm excited to see what they're gonna be able to do this fall.
Where have you seen the team grow the most in the offseason moving into this season?
Well, mentally and physically, I mean, they've grown a lot. To me, with this group, it's seeing them outside of workout hours or outside of, you know, whatever we're having them do. They're up at the school doing stuff together. They're at the gym, you know, doing stuff, lifting. And so I think for them, I think it's seeing them grow as a team that has been the biggest thing this offseason for sure.
Beyond wins and losses, what does success mean to you as a coach for your guys?
Man, I just, you know, I hope these guys know that I love them and I care about them. And, you know, I hope they always know they have a place to call home and somebody to call if they need something. And man, at the end of the day, we just want to make sure they're good fathers, good husbands, and you know, productive in the community.
What does it mean to you to coach at West Limestone, to be the head coach?
Well, I think it's something we take for granted. I know I do at times. You know, sometimes I have to step back and, you know, tell myself, look, this is pretty important. It's pretty big. You know, because you just get used to it. You know, I kind of relate it to building a nice new pretty house. You build your nice new pretty house and you move in and you're wow. And, you know, you live in it for 7 years and then you walk in and you don't really see it that way anymore. But, you know, I think it's all about perspective. I think sometimes you got to take a step back and look and see. But it's not something that I take lightly for sure. I give it everything I've got. And, you know, because these kids, they deserve it.
West Limestone's in a very small community, but how do you see your players impacting the community off the field?
Well, you know, we try to get involved as much as we can. Man, it's cool. You know, my wife teaches over there, so at the elementary school. So it's kind of cool to see and hear about these kids at an early age, or see them at the elementary school and then grow and develop and, you know, see them out in the community. You know, you go to an event or something, and, you know, you're going to run into people and you're going to run into some of your players and some of the families. And, man, it's just West Limestone is a great community and a very special place. And, you know, if it wasn't, we wouldn't have stayed there for 8 years.
Let's start with Dalton Donahue as players here. He's a sophomore quarterback. Welcome to the show, Dalton.
Hello.
What drives you to be your best every day?
Mostly when I was younger, my brothers, they raised me into football, and that's the reason that I play football, is because of them. They helped me grow into it and develop into the football player I am today.
And what's a lesson that maybe you've learned from a coach or another player that you carry with you, feel like has value, it's important to hold that close to you?
Well, the former quarterback, he had helped me play quarterback like I do today a little bit. He helped me went up with my throwing and stuff because he's better at that than I am. And so, yeah, that's about it.
What does it mean to you to wear the West Limestone jersey?
A lot. It means a lot. I like to present myself with, you know, the school that I go to. So.
And you have beside you Noah Cawthron. Welcome to the show, Noah.
Hey, thank you.
You're a senior. Let's talk about the importance of senior leadership.
So as a senior, everybody's kind of looking up to you. All the younger ones coming up from middle school, just your friends, everybody's just there to look up to you. And you just got to be able to do this right thing and make sure your mindset's right, so their mindset's right, and just making sure everybody's flowing, doing the flow, you know.
What's a lesson that you've learned from your coaches that you carry with you feels important?
I think it's got to be discipline. I've ran into multiple situations just where I haven't been with, like, the right people, and I could have made the wrong decision, but the discipline that coach has given me, I chose the right one.
And what does it mean to you to wear the jersey for West Limestone?
It means everything. I love playing for West Limestone. I think it's been the best things since my school years. It's just one thing that you can't let go of, you know.
Travis McCluskey's next to you. Travis, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're a junior, so you're getting into that leadership position, moving ever closer to being a senior. What drives you to be the best every day for yourself?
Just, I don't know. I want to do it for my team, especially. I just want to do it for myself too. But I'm a team guy. I want to do it for the team. I want to do it, like, do anything I can to make the team better. And I mean, that's really it.
Is there a lesson that you've learned from one of your coaches that you carry with you feels important?
Like he said, just the discipline. Like, you get what you put into something. You work hard, it'll pay off. I mean, you're lazy, it'll pay off the wrong way.
Absolutely. Jaden Reed, also with us. He's a senior, running back. Free safety?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what drives you to be your best every day?
Well, it's a mixture of not wanting to let myself down, the same as my team. And there's just, we've all gotten so close throughout the years that I wouldn't want to let them down. And if I did, I would do everything I could to make up for it.
What's a lesson you've learned from coaches that you carry with you you feel is important?
When you try to be a leader, you have to know how certain people respond to different things. Like, you can't, if somebody messes up and you chew them out, but that's not how they learn, then they're not going to get anything from it. Like, you got to talk to them the way that they're going to respond to it the best and just try to help them be better. As a leader, we got to prepare the younger guys.
And what does it mean to you here, your senior year now, to wear the West Limestone jersey?
I mean, it's an honor, really, and it means everything to me. We've all worked really hard and just ready for this season. I mean,
we'll go back to Coach Davis here. As you think about the practices, the workouts, all the things that the guys have put in to get ready for this season, what's a word that describes your team right now?
Eager. That's all I've heard. Coach, we're ready to go practice. Coach, we're ready to do this. We're ready to do that. And you know, the whole off season, you know, I've described this team with three words, and it was energy, excitement, enthusiasm, and it shows they are eager and ready to go to practice. I think Travis said over here, on the way over here, about 3-4 times, you know, I can't wait for practice tomorrow. So, you know, and we should have been practicing more. You know, they're just really eager to get out there and find a way to get better.
Coach Shelby Davis in his 8th season with the West Limestone Wildcats, along with Dalton Donahue, Travis McCluskey, Jaden Reed, Noah Cawthron. Thank you all for joining me. I wish you all the best this season.
Hey, we appreciate it, Mark.
Thank you, Coach.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Z100.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Going across the state line into Tennessee, we are with the Loretto Mustangs as I have head coach Bryce Glass in his first season, along with Colby Brown, Andrew Riley, Dylan Thompson, and Ben Lyles. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate you having us.
Let's talk about an area where you feel like your team has improved the most as you've seen them practice and working toward this season.
I'd just say experience. We're not returning a lot of starters from last year's team. So just getting that experience with practice this summer has been huge on both sides of the ball and on special teams.
How about getting settled in yourself being the first season?
It's crazy. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
A lot to do, just trying to install new defense and get everything rolling the way we want it to roll. It's been busy for sure.
Beyond wins and losses, how do you define success for your team?
We want to compete every game. We're playing some really good schools this year, some deep playoff history ran teams. So we want to be competing in every ball game, whether that turns into a win or a loss or not. But we want to be in every ball game. We want to compete every game.
My show focuses on people who are making a positive impact in our communities. I try to show nonprofits, individuals that need help, families that need help. I have a guy in Pulaski right now needs a kidney donor, trying to help him right now. And for your guys off the field, where do you see them working in the community and making a positive impact in their community?
Actually, last Saturday, a bunch of the seniors, the Lions Club, which is a nonprofit organization that we have in town, had a chicken wing cook-off fundraiser, and we helped them by selling drinks. So a lot of the seniors come out and help run that, take off trash and that kind of stuff. So we try to stay pretty involved in the community as much as we can.
We have number three beside us. I didn't have your name down. If you'll say your name, we'll start talking to you now. What's your name?
Jack Boyd.
What grade are you in, Jack?
I'm a senior.
Senior, all right. So what does senior leadership mean to you going into this season?
I just think leading by example. Try to show the younger guys how it's done, you know.
Are there any lessons that you've learned from coaches that are important to you that you keep close to you?
Yeah.
What's one of the valuable lessons that you have?
Just work hard, man.
Absolutely. And why is it important to wear the Loretta jersey to you?
It's an honor to compete with and all.
A lot of history there.
Yes.
And you got beside you number 11, Ben Lyles. He's a sophomore quarterback. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you for having me.
What causes you to want to be a better player?
Well, mostly just a drive for my future, to see if I can make it in college. So,
what's a lesson you learned from your coaches, something that you carry with you feels important?
Probably just keeping a level mind even when things get complicated. Just keeping courage.
And what does it mean to you to wear the Loretta jersey?
Well, I transferred in here from Lawrenceburg about sixth grade year, and really everybody in the community accepted me, like welcomed me in with open arms, never really tried to push me out. So,
just excellent. Dylan Thompson, welcome to the show.
Sir, thank you for having me.
What drives you to be a better player each day?
Just seeing these younger guys and the older guys especially getting better each day, and seeing these guys improve so much is like, just, it's so enjoyable to watch and be a part of.
Do you have a lesson that you've learned from coaches, something that you feel is really important you carry with you?
Yeah, we've been real big on it's going to be hard, so you just have to do the work. Like, you know, it's not going to be easy. If you have goals, you're going to have to try to get them. But, I mean, it's looking real good this year.
And how about the importance of the jersey to you, Loretta jersey?
It's more like a brotherhood, honestly. Like, we hang out almost everywhere outside of football. We're always together in football. And even when we've got guys that are not there, everybody's holding them accountable and telling them they need to be at practice. And there's conversations all throughout the week about football when we're not even a part of it.
You got number two beside you, Andrew Riley. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you for having me.
And what drives you to be a better player each day?
Just everybody around me working hard. Like, this is like my family, like my brothers, and just means a lot to me, and it means a lot to them, and don't want to let them down.
Do you have a lesson that you've received from coaches, assistant coach, something that you carry with you feels important?
Just working hard to achieve what you want to achieve. It's not going to be easy. Just to go out there and think it's going to be easy, it's not. You got to work for it.
And the importance of wearing the Loretta jersey to you?
I've grew up there my entire life, so it's really the whole community. It's great. I love it. Everybody supports everybody there, even not just football, baseball, basketball, everything like that. So it's just great.
And Colby Brown's beside you. He's a senior running back, linebacker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Playing both sides of the ball, what's the importance of senior leadership this year for your team?
It's a mindset. We just got to step up and be there for everybody, you know. You just got to show them that we can do it so they can lead on after we leave.
Is there a lesson that you could share that you carry with you that you feel is important for you?
Yeah, that football is not just about football. It's about the camaraderie of everybody coming together and just how you're going to leave, how you're going to be in the outside world. It's not just about your time in high school.
And what's the importance of wearing the jersey for Loretta?
It's just an honor. I mean, that's all I got to say. It's just an honor to wear a Loretta jersey.
Going back to Coach Glass, as you think about the work that the guys have put in, what's a word that you would use to describe your team right now going into the season?
Compete. When I first got this job, you know, we all sat down and, you know, chatted about, you know, what you want out of this year, and it's not going to be easy. That we had to compete every day. We had to compete in the weight room. We had to compete at practice, whether that's against yourself or somebody else. Just that aspect and that mindset of, hey, we're going out here to get better every day. Couldn't be more proud of the work these guys have put in so far this summer.
Excellent. Coach Bryce Glass in his first season with the Loretto Mustangs, along with Colby Brown, Andrew Riley, Dylan Thompson, Ben Lyles, and remind me of your name again.
Jack Boyd.
Jack Boyd. And Jack Boyd, glad to have you all. I wish you all a successful season, guys.
Appreciate you having us.
Thank you, Coach. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I want to encourage you to share this show with others. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.